USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The latest round of Midwestern flooding claimed at least four lives, closed hundreds of roads, and forced residents of river towns to shore up threatened levees with sandbags as waters rose to and near record levels in some communities. Kimswick, Missouri Mayor Phil Stang says 100-year floods every couple of years is not normal.
All I would like to say is that climate change is real. And if you look out the front of my house and you see all this water, anybody who denies it is nuts.
On Friday, the U.S. Coast Guard closed the Mississippi River near St. Louis to boat and barge traffic. President Donald Trump says he had a very productive call with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday, where they discussed issues ranging from Venezuela to a potential nuclear summit with China.
We're spending billions of dollars on nuclear weapons, numbers like we've never spent before. We discussed the possibility of a three-way deal instead of a two-way deal. And China, I've already spoken to them. They very much would like to be a part of that deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185,000 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, has sent a letter to Special Counsel Robert Mueller inviting him to testify on whether Attorney General William Barr misrepresented his views. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Mueller's input is essential.
The Barr testimony was just such a defense for the president and so misrepresented the direction of the Mueller report. I think it's critically important that Mr. Mueller be given an opportunity to testify in open session.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S. military involvement in the uprising in Venezuela remains an option.
All options continue to be on the table. We're looking at a number of different fronts. I don't have any new announcements or change in direction. We continue to stand with the people of Venezuela, and the president is continuing to push for aid to be delivered to those people.
Following a phone call Friday, President Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to see something positive happen for Venezuela, but that Putin is not looking to get involved in the ongoing crisis. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration will work on stronger enforcement mechanisms for its replacement NAFTA trade deal in response to requests from House Democrats.
I know Ms. Pelosi very well. She was a guest on my show a number of times years back. So I said, what do we need to do this? And she said, stronger enforcement. And we will work on stronger enforcement. That's where we're going to go.
Steve Moore, whom President Trump had tapped for the Federal Reserve Board, withdrew from consideration after losing Republican support in the Senate. Moore tells WMAL Radio in Washington he blames a smear campaign from the left for the demise of his nomination.
He said some stupid things, 15 and 20 years ago, and that was really used to build a case against me. And Donald Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he loves to fight, and he did not want me to step down. He said, keep fighting.
Moore faced stiff opposition from Republicans in the Senate, largely over concerns about his past conduct with women. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.